This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 17, Never Leave the Scene of a Good Idea Without Taking Action by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey there, and welcome to Optimal Living Daily, where I read to you content that I come across and that I believe will help optimize your life. Today I'll be reading to you a post from Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com, and this one is a nice perspective on minimalism and how you can start out without having to be so extreme. His first book is also about this and has recently been updated and re-released, so you might want to get your hands on that if you enjoy the content today. That book is called Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life, and you can get the audiobook version for free if you use my special link, audibletrial.com/old. That's audibletrial.com/OLD. With that, you'll get a free 30-day trial of Audible, and even if you cancel, you can keep the audiobook. So once again, audibletrial.com/old. And with that, let's start optimizing your life. Never Leave the Scene of a Good Idea Without Taking Action by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. People want options. We get a few emails per week from readers asking us where to start on their journey into minimalism. They claim to be lost and overwhelmed and are looking for direction. Really, these people are looking for options. Some of them are scared shitless. They don't know where to start, and thus options make it easier for them to make a decision. This presents a double bind, though. You see, options are great until we have too many. That's why it takes you twice as long to shop at Walmart than your local grocery store. That's why you spend 5 minutes in the shampoo aisle. Paralysis by analysis. Options are good and helpful, but too many options are not. So you want to live a more minimalist lifestyle? But where the hell do I start, you ask yourself. There are so many blogs out there that you feel overwhelmed just trying to scratch the surface. And there are ebooks and references, and everyone has his or her opinion that they pretend is some sort of absolute truth. It's all a little crazy making. Whenever we get one of those emails asking us where to start, we usually respond with three options: extreme, moderate, and conservative. Number one, extreme. You could call this the Colin Wright approach toward minimalism. This is both the easiest and most difficult option of the three, and it is not for most people. Certainly wasn't for the two of us. To sum it up, rent a dumpster and throw all your shit in it. That's pretty much all there is to it, but be prepared to live with a bag or two of clothes, and that's about it. There's nothing wrong with it, especially if you want to travel. Number two, moderate. Do what Ryan did and have a packing party. Pretend you're moving and unpack what you need over the course of the next week. Discard everything else thereafter. This option takes about a day of your life, but you can actually have fun doing it. This option tends to work very well for single people and for couples with one or no children. It is, however, too much for some people to handle at first. Number three, conservative. We call this the Joshua Becker approach. Start with one room and take baby steps towards your goal. You can listen to his story about his family's journey into minimalism at becomingminimalist.com. Whichever option you chose, the most important part is taking action. Once you make the decision, you must take action. This allows you to build momentum. You should never leave the scene of a good idea without taking some sort of immediate action. And your actions can change over time too. This past week, Joshua donated the majority of his clothes to Goodwill. Getting rid of most of your clothes might not sound practical. There's no doubt that it's a bit more on the extreme side. You see, he started out initially with a conservative option a couple of years ago, slowly paring down his possessions, decluttering, and getting rid of things he didn't use or want or need. But he eventually moved to the more moderate option, beginning to question his possessions. Do I really need this? Was a question he started to ask himself about all his stuff, from clothes to furniture to kitchen utensils. Recently, he realized that he could get by with less, and by doing so, he could appreciate what he had even more. So he got rid of anything he hadn't worn in the last 30 days, from coats and shirts to belts and shoes. His closet is down to the basics now, and he feels great about the decision. It's okay to start out by taking baby steps. Walk before you run. If you can start off running, that's even better, but don't get discouraged if you can't. You should get discouraged only if you refuse to take immediate action. Don't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow will always be a day away. Don't throw up a barrier or an excuse that prevents you from taking action. You're so much better than that. Sure, you're tired. Sure, you're busy. Sure, you're whatever. But don't let that stand in your way. The only person holding you back is you, and you don't need permission. Take action today. Take action now. You just listened to Never Leave the Scene of a Good Idea Without Taking Action by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. I really like that post because I feel like a lot of people get scared away by the idea of minimalism, but you don't need to immediately get rid of everything you own. I mean, you can do that, but you don't have to. And again, I recommend checking out his newly updated book called Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life, which you can get for free if you visit audibletrial.com/old. You'll also get a free 30-day trial and you can cancel at any time and keep whatever book you got with it. And before I head out, I just wanted to give my sincere thanks to you for staying and listening to the show. And if you enjoy it, head on over to my site at oldpodcast.com or find me on Twitter at oldpodcast. Feel free to reach out with any questions or suggestions. I love hearing from you either way. So with that, I will close out episode 17. I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.